I want to read the following letter. It's called blasphemy. One man who blasphemed against me now has to undergo the most cruel kind of surgery. I said blasphemy to talk about leaving till our people are here. I've warned you, and I will warn you no end. Just enough, dear Jim, to ask you to reconsider this my request and give it your most serious consideration. You see, the my problem are the only things that got dealt with. No one has reached the cause. So there, you... Therefore, I am still in the same state never working out. You might not be in the same state if you would think of starving children. And
it's for your protection. Colonic, colonic, treatment. If people have these, they would become ageless. According to this writer, I don't know. The medical department can look into colonic treatments. I'm giving these matters consideration, and then I shall play the news now. Play the news. Much love.
Undoubted crowd seeding, according to the Russian ambassador. They're trying to destroy our crops, but that won't destroy us. But that's the way they work. That's their operation. But snakes come to this high point. We are the highest point. We are the highest point in this region around. And so it's very, very important that you realize that there's nothing we can do. We've never had a snake bite. Take on the miracles of it. Take on the miracles of Fairy Norwood not losing her foot. She should have lost it. She's laying down there with great recovery. Think of all the miracles that have happened. Ava Ingram this week with a temperature of 106 plus. You don't come out of 106 plus without brain damage. Yet Ava has no brain damage. Her mother's plea struck my heart. It just brought me to when I was trying to sit asleep in a chair, and I meditated, and then I went, of course, and saw Ava and touched her. But the point is, you are not to take my words unwisely now. You don't know what to say to guests. Every supervisor, I'm holding you responsible. If someone in your home, your apartment or dormitory, makes a mistake or cottage, then I'm holding the supervisor responsible, because you are to know that they are to be indoctrinated in what to say, enlightened as to what they should say. Fine. Test them. Test them right now. Test them before they go to sleep. They're either to be in bed asleep now, watching the movie, a funny movie it is, with two great actors in it, Man Friday, or under the, and you should be, I'm giving you this leniency because I feel that, you know, we need every day to study Russia. We need to study twice as much. Stand by for a question.
You know that fact, and you know the only way you can change that is to distribute all the wealth and take it out of the hands of the big bankers and the rich that hold it in safe deposit vaults and pile it up in all sorts of palatial estates and summer resorts. That money's got to be distributed across the world. That's socialism. So that people won't be starving to death. So don't give me no business, well, she's not a socialist, or he's not a socialist. If there was only one socialist here, it ought to be you. It's your responsibility. So I don't want to hear any more of that talk, and I do mean that seriously. I wish that had been taped. I hope it has. I don't know that it has been, but I hope that it is taken down and seriously put on the blackboard and looked at for 3 or 4 days, if Teresa can do that. Stand by. I'm going to repeat this again because I want it taped. There is nothing more sickening and more excuse-making and CYA, cover your ass, than to say, she's no socialist, or he's no socialist, so he's not going to criticize me. He's got faults. That is sick. That makes me so sick I want to vomit. You know alone that there are 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry, starving every night. If nobody was a communist, it's your duty to be one. Because of that fact. Because you know there's only one thing that's going to stop this terrible fact that 2 out of 3 babies, can you imagine 2 out of 3 of our babies here going to bed hungry? It is you. You, your responsibility to see that socialism comes about, not based on how many others fail. Take criticism from whoever. Mao said, Lenin said, Marx, your worst enemies will give you the best criticism. They may be imperfectly as the devil. They may be more imperfect than you. That has nothing to do with it. They'll see you clearly. Every time someone sees you more sharply through their eyes than you see yourself through your own. Now, I don't care. Don't say any more about these people here. I don't want to hear any more. It'll be a public service offense. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to go someplace with these people. I don't want to go to Africa or someplace else, USSR, with these people. You are acting like you're a saint. You're not. You've got just as much fault as anybody here. And don't talk about these people. There was no braver people on the world than on that terrible, awesome 7-day siege in September when we were surrounded. Every man, woman, and child, and senior stood in the rain, laid down, ready for the final attack to come upon us, which we expected any moment to do away with us. That was a brave people. I don't want to hear any more of that shit talk about you're not going to take any criticism from this person. I won't hear from this person. You'll hear from wherever it comes. And be grateful, because that's the Maoist teaching. And if they can do it in China when their foreign policy is so bad, they still have self-criticism and group criticism. Unfortunately, not enough about their foreign policy. But in the Soviet Union, they have it. We have a duty to analyze ourselves and criticize ourselves and then to criticize our fellow comrade. Nobody cares whether you think they're perfect or not, whether they're bad or good. You take what they got to say, because always they'll have something to offer you. And that's what I'm expecting out of everybody in this community, to be socialist. If I said, don't say, I have faith in Father, that's not good enough. If there's one socialist, then you're responsible to be good. You got to believe that Father's a good socialist, which he is, the best in the world. Then you should be a good socialist. And you should listen to every other cotton picker, no matter what kind of life they're living, whether they're good or bad. You should listen to the things they point out, so you'll be a better socialist. Don't judge yourself by the low level of some people who won't ever come through. Judge yourself by the standards of the highest. Jim Jones, Victor Ha, Paul Robeson. Judge your standards by Patrice Lumumba and Dr. Allende, who came out of his presidential headquarters and refused to surrender with him. A submachine gun and never fired a gun in his life, and made them kill him because he would not surrender to a military fascist takeover in the CIA. Quit looking for the lowest around here to judge yourself by. Look to the highest. I'm tired of it, and I won't let it get by anymore, because I love you. And I want you the best out of you. We have great days ahead of us and great opportunities if we keep the faith. Thank you so much. Much love.
Excuse me, Dan.
Monday News. The Pugwash movement had become an important factor in the struggle against the nuclear threat. Soviet nuclear scientist Moisei, M-O-I-S-E-I, Markov, M-A-R-K-O-V, told the Pugwash, P-U-G-W-A-S-H, conference meeting in Varna, that the conference restated its opposition to production and deployment of the horrible capitalist American neutron bomb. Neutron, remember, destroys people, no property. Typical for capitalists. Attended by 140 leading scientists from 40 countries, the conference recognized that peaceful detente coexistence was the key to the solution of all the pressing problems of our time. It said that it must be made permanent and complemented by international cooperation in the economic, scientific, and cultural fields. Attempts to split the movement over the human rights issue failed. The refusal of some American scientists to cooperate with Soviet colleagues and with the Pugwash movement has been seen to be a clear mistake, which must be rectified for the sake of world peace, if USA has any desire for peace and to avoid the nuclear hell that's going to be brought about unless she does. The conference was devoted mainly to global aspects of disarmament and international security. There was general agreement that disarmament was the most pressing need of the world today, and the surest guarantee of a peaceful future for mankind. Indeed, anybody with their right mind would know that, it would seem to me. That would be logical, that anyone would see that world peace is the most important and pressing demand upon us all. other October 9 Monday news, the United Nations General Assembly, there is a large-scale support for the Soviet peace initiatives. Entirely, the balance of nations have poured towards, poured directly towards the Soviet Union. You know, the United Nations is nothing more than a sham anymore. In the Security Council that the U.S. insisted be set up, give three major capitalist countries the power to veto any major action. So the United Nations is rightfully in New York because that's who it belongs to. It belongs to Washington. Australia's foreign secretary spoke out for a speedy conclusion of the Soviet-American agreements on limiting strategic offensive arms. He also stressed the importance of concluding a treaty of banning completely and universally nuclear arms. And he greatly chastised the USA for their slothfulness in this direction. That is the Australian foreign minister. The foreign minister of Democratic Yemen stressed the need of eliminating the hotbed of tensions in the Middle East. He also criticized attempts of the United States to substitute a comprehensive settlement in the region with a separate sellout deal from Camp David between Egypt and Israel. Angola's foreign minister demanded effective measures to implement, that is, to carry through the right to the peoples of Zimbabwe and Namibia to self-determination and independence. It seems that the black nations surrounding South Africa and Rhodesia will not allow United Nations to be used by USA as a tool to maintain the old order. It's relatively calm in Beirut, once beautiful capital. Today, after several days of fierce shooting, the rightists, the phalangists, Christian fascists, want the Arab peacekeeping force to withdraw from the country. Also seek to petition Lebanon. Yesterday, the command of the Arab peacekeeping force ordered his troops to cease fire and not respond to provocations. This was done in accord with the call from the president of Lebanon and the president of Syria, who is now conducting talks in Damascus. The United Nations Security Council has also called for a ceasefire in Lebanon in order to restore peace and national reconciliation. The ally of the Soviet Union, Syria, has done more to protect the sovereignty of Lebanon than any other nation. Lebanon would have been run over by Zionist Israel expansionist forces had it not been for Syria stepping in and resisting. At the request of the African countries in New York, the Security Council Committee for Sanctions Against Rhodesia held an urgent meeting. Its participants stated that the sanctions of the American administration of Carter's so-called human rights policy to permit Ian Smith to enter the United States is a crude violation of the United Nations decision and his own human rights proclamations banning all moral, as is supposed to be in the proclamation he signed, banning all moral and material support for the racist white Rhodesian regime. But why does Carter or the multinational corporations hesitate to be the hypocrite? That's why none of you should trust them. They don't ever stand up for principle and will always do the thing that makes them the dollar. Spend our tax dollar, which causes such pain to my heart and should to yours, out on the war-making field of destroying babies all over the world. Addressing the meeting, the Soviet representative said, "The arrival of Smith in the United States only confirms the fact his regime has the support of those forces in the United States which want to prevent the people of Zimbabwe under the Patriotic Front, by Josh Nkoma and Robert Mugabe, from having real self-determination. One of the leaders of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, Josh Nkoma, has reaffirmed determination to continue the armed struggle against the Smith racist regime for real independence. Commentary said over BBC that USA's hypocritical stand has turned him more away from a nationalist position to one of Marxist-Leninists, meaning that both he and his ally, Robert Mugabe, are Marxist-Leninists. Speaking in Zambia, Nkoma said the front will not take part in the so-called all-party conference on Rhodesia, which would be attended by Smith and his African puppets. Nkomo accused Britain of violating UN economic sanctions and adding to the racist regime, militarily and economically. U.S. has always said for years they were against Rhodesia, but when Rhodesia started to fall to the blacks and Namibia, USA run in with billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars from corporations and millions of your tax dollars to save those concentration camp regime governments in Namibia, Union South Africa, and in Rhodesia. Namibia was promised their freedom this year, but the word of the USA means nothing. I don't understand how any of you could consider to want to go back to that vomit. You ought to consider anything but go back and become a part of a murderer, because you are a murderer when you assist a murderer. And if you are paying taxes, buying food, you pay taxes on anything you do there. Even a bus ride, a telephone call, buying a piece of clothing, or renting a home, or buying one. You are paying taxes that help a murderer. You should feel ashamed of yourself if you feel no guilt this morning. That's my opinion. Anyway, the Namibian National Conference on Justice has called on the people of the countries occupied by South Africa to come out against the neo-colonialist plans of the Praetorian fascist regime, Union of South Africa, upheld by U.S. capital, in regard to elections. The statement of the organization has been circulated widely and says they will not take part in the elections against organized by the occupation forces in Namibia. They called on the other nations to take urgent measures to undermine the course of the elections, another big move with the Africans in Namibia. SWAPO has also, Southwest African People's Organization, has also declared that it will be boycotting the election campaign that has called for stepping up the armed struggle against the racist regime. It's bound to be that there'll be a confrontation that'll bring nuclear war over Africa, because USA is on the side of those white oppressors and are determined to stay so, and the Soviet Union, the major power next to USA, is equally committed to the liberation forces of black Africa. So there's no way it can be avoided. It's been announced in Moscow that the U.S. Secretary of State, Cyrus Vance, will come to Moscow, Moskva, as we would say in Russian, and continue talks on limiting strategic arms. The meeting will be on the 22nd and 23rd of this month. The Soviet National Pravda says that while members of the socialist economic community, are increasing assistance to the developing countries. I had to sign something there for a moment, and my mind got momentarily distracted, and we've been up all night, as is quite customary around here, several nights, in fact. The West remains indifferent to their needs. This is the conclusion the paper draws after comparing the results of the meeting of the organization executive committee and the session of the International Monetary Fund for the International Bank of Reconstruction and Development in Washington. The leading bodies of the two organizations held their meeting recently. Members of the socialist economic community have responded to the request of Ethiopia, and meanwhile measures of developing economic cooperation with the country, they informed each other of the helping of Angola in developing agriculture, that is Ethiopia and the Soviet Union. By the way, a bit of interesting news to lessen the light, to make it a little lighter side of the news. A Floridian young man decided he was going to do something about stopping the destruction of whales and these very brilliant animals that are almost like man, dolphins. And so he developed him a submarine and fully equipped it. Now, unfortunately, due to a pink neighbor called in, and the Washington Post called him just that, a fink, the worst word than that. Another word which I cannot recall what the radio said. It was a word that I had not commonly used for fink. But a snitch, they called him snitch. They told on his campaign. He was going to go under the hulls of two big whale boats and these lovely dolphins that are so gentle, under their boat, capturing them, one from Japan and one from Chile, and he was going to blow them to hell by a submarine and get away after placing the bombs. Too bad he did not succeed. The participants of the Washington meeting, on the other hand, only tried to cover up the bitter competition between them, and nothing at all was said about helping third world countries. Speaking at the session, the minister of Cameroon accused them of showing no concern for the needs of the young developing nations. His call for assistance, said Pravda, the great voice of the Soviet Union, fell on deaf ears. The Kampuchea, our formerly known Cambodian troops, which were once communist and then overthrown by the Khmer Rouge nationalists, have again tried to cross into the territory of Vietnam, which is a supportive, strong ally of the Soviet Union, the avant-garde of liberation. Anyway, they threw them back. The Vietnamese army defeated their aggression and drove them back some 20 miles. I might say sadly that the young man who tried to blow up the ships, and he never got out because the good, trusting neighborhood, white neighborhood that he was in, certainly that you mustn't do anything, it's out of step. They told on him. He is going to face 10 to 20 years. We might find out who he is and send him some encouragement. It seemed a horrible sentence to put on a young man who was just trying. He said his sadness was, he said, I was only giving the whale mother another chance, and the dolphin mother a chance to give at least another 4,000 calves before they were murdered. They might have, he said, there's going to be an extinction of both of these species, and they're so close to man, as you know. The sale of nearly 30,000 pounds of copper to China has been announced by the Ministry of Mining Industry of Chile, another blunder of China's foreign policy, supporting fascist regimes. He said that the agreement signed by the two countries showed their intention to broaden cooperation in every way. The Chinese leadership recognized the Pinochet regime immediately after the military coup in 1973, and the ambassador of the present government of Salvador Allende was immediately sent out to Beijing. Since then, China has given Chile large-scale military assistance and loans and credits in the sum of hundreds of millions of dollars. It has also been announced in Santiago, the capital of Chile, that Chile's foreign minister leaves for an official visit to Peking next Friday. They will hold talks on strengthening cooperation between the two countries. In spite of the beauty of China, what it's done domestically, getting rid of the rats, the flies, and their lovely communes that they live without the monetary system, and their cooperative communities that have been based upon the Lenin idea and the Soviet Union's idea. No one can justify their reverse discrimination. Much of their anxiety they've had over the white man through the Boxer Rebellion and the Opium Wars, but nothing justifies this kind of inexcusable behavior. That's why we're pro-Soviet. That's why we stand behind the Soviet Union as the avant-garde, because this is a hellish thing to do, to support one of the most brutal fascist regimes who has tortured dark members, the black members of its population, presently more than any other color, on up to how light your skin determines your rank in Chilean society. The Israeli cabinet has appointed Foreign Minister Moshe Dayan, known for his neo-fascism, as the defense minister to represent Israel at the peace talks with Egypt, beginning this Thursday in Washington. Prime Minister Begin, also a fascist, was authorized by the cabinet to assign other ministers as the head as the need may arise and the talks also. Begin, of course, is a minister, prime minister, dictator of Israeli, how we call Zionist Israel. In an interview of an American television, Moshe Dayan said that the talks will be on peace between Israel and Egypt and will not concern the second part of the Camp David talks on the West Bank and Gaza Strip and the Palestinians. None of it will be of any concern to him. And that's a very open admission of lack of sensitivity, both of our media and this spokesperson. No concern about the welfare of the tens of thousands of people that are living in concentration camps because of Zionism. But as there says, every dog has its day sometime. He does not expect Egypt to make progress on the peace treaty talks, conditional on progress on the implementation or helping of the second part of the Camp David agreement. U.S. Vice President Mondale said the Soviet Union was helpful in furthering American efforts to bring about a ceasefire in Lebanon that would have most certainly led to World War III yesterday. That's kind, at least when I met him, as the only other person to meet him and to give him the key to the city with mayor, whoever he was at the time, Moscone. It is, I'm glad to hear him give some credit to the Soviet Union as being the one responsible for saving nuclear war over the Near East. He said, that is, Mondale said, even though the United States asked for Soviet support, he does not expect the Soviets to play a role in the future in settling the Middle East conflicts. That's the schizophrenia. Naturally, they're not going to spend any of their time or energy to support the Camp David sellout, which only included, my God, so ignorant, Israel, Egypt, and USA. When Israel had conquered southern Lebanese territory and conquered the West Bank of Jordan, they had affected other Arab nations. Certainly they conquered the Gaza Strip from the Egyptian people. Why would anyone expect them to participate with such an undemocratic and illegal kind of activity? Mediators from the U.S., Dominican Republic, and the Guatemalan government have ended the first round of talks with Nicaraguan leaders and anti-government spokesmen. They are trying to avoid further bloodshed over the Central American country's leadership. Dictator Somoza's family has ruled ever since the U.S. put him in power when the Marines, U.S. Marines, invaded the country. Many in the Central and Latin American scene in the socialist third world feel this is a maneuver to get Guatemala to get aid to Nicaragua's dictatorship, because Guatemala also is a dreaded racist and dictatorial regime, fascist regime, that has been threatening a black country just to its the new black nation, Belize. And so we can't feel they'll be doing anything good. It used to be called British Belize, but Belize is now gaining its independence. Guyana bravely, you know, said that any attack on our country, PNC, our party, People's National Congress, and our leader, Prime Minister Forbes Burnham, said that any attack on the black nation of Belize by Guatemala would be considered an attack upon Guyana, and Guyana would go to war. We should remember that, at least, all the good points. The judge in a United States spy trial frame-up of two Soviets in New Jersey ordered an unusual Sunday session to speed up the proceedings against two Soviet citizens employed at the United Nations. They are tried with trying to buy United States defense secrets and are supposed to be granted diplomatic immunity, but if they were convicted, they would face death like the Rosenbergs. Widespread flooding continues to devastate areas of South and Southwestern Asia, Hundreds of persons are known to be dead in West Bengal in the last few hours, and India in the floods and their aftermath. Thailand, Cambodia, Laos is an ally of the Soviet Union, and Vietnam have reported less loss of life, but crop damage. Let us remember to work strongly and mightily to maintain the liberation for our people. We cannot get some of the things we want done. I want the analysts to show me, I want you, our workers, to show me that you can produce as much, that you can produce 2 more hours of work in your 10-hour shift than you now do. I want you to increase it, in other words, by 20%, and you can do it. If you do that, then that will reduce your hours per day. I also want you to join these various projects to help make money, because it will be then a means of us having a banquet like the Soviet Union were the only ones to notice it. They noticed the discrepancy, didn't want to be a part of it. They appreciated the kindness, but they wanted to live like we did and thought we lived fantastically well. The doctor went away saying everyone here should be grateful for what they have. Then we have the pledge of absolute security when we need it in the USSR. The Memphis police has been so bad in murdering black people and Indian people and other minority residents, torturing them in their police stations, that they have been called before the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations. That's how bad it has been. That takes a serious situation for the Human Rights Commission to interfere with a nation in their operation of their own affairs. They have been called forward by the Human Rights Commission of the United Nations, Memphis, Tennessee police, on their brutality and torture to black, brown, and other minorities. It is said that other cities are likely to be cited. Also, the Tennessee Civil Rights Commission said that they could not in any way, with justification, defend the Memphis police in what they've done. So that's how bad things are in good old racist USA. Thank you so much. Work hard so our people can get free. Thing that you need to realize and be grateful for. Never forget, the only guest we ever had that did not want to be put out in front of the general public were the Soviets. They wanted to be treated as one of us. Moreover, the doctor that was with us, I've forgotten the medical term, Dr. Schack could tell you, he's one of the few in the world, it's rare, that knows how to open the chest. Reanimationist. That's what it's called, reanimation. He knows how to open up the whole body and revive people from the dead. Soviet Union have found that kind of medical breakthrough that other countries have not. So, if I don't revive you by the spirit, that's wonderful. The pressure would be off me, so the doctor could do it. And he knows everything. He's a geriatric specialist. He is a pediatric specialist. Children and seniors. He knew everything. He went through with a fine-tooth comb. He said, they ought to, Comrade Jim Jones, Dr. Nikolai said, be thankful to live in what you provided them. Their diets are very, very good indeed. And the Soviet is no fool either. You need to realize who he was. The consular of the embassy of the USSR to Guyana and the chief of the press section. That's a top man, the consular. He is an engineer, an international lawyer. His wife also is in some form of science and engineering, and he knows everything about the law of every nation. And he called this place the most beautiful and harmonious spot he he'd ever seen on Earth. He said only a few collectives in the Soviet Union have come close to it. He said there's solidarity and friendship amongst us. Now let's keep that. Let's be warm to each other. Smile. Start practicing now. That's a part of your test. If anybody report anyone who's unfriendly, I won't speak. Because that was asked and pointed out by the Soviet Union, and I'm telling you nothing but the truth. They're pointing out some of the things that I mentioned. Practically all of them. I told you about them over and over before. So I want this cooperated with, young and old. You can change your style. Some of you go by preoccupied. You don't say anything to anyone. You can be kind to each other. And this will be brought up at people's rallies if it is not the case. Young or old, whether you're middle-aged, doesn't make any difference. You've got supervisorial responsibilities. If you're the top dog administrator, how close you are to me makes no difference whatsoever, because I love all people the same. My children can tell you, you saw last week I got on my child much stronger. He needed it, but much stronger than I could some of the fragile nerves of some of the weak ones we have here. But we're going to stop dealing with the fragile nerves. We're going to deal with you straight. So you better get your crystal together or you'll break in the public services rally, which begins tonight, 7:30, after language class. Thank you so much.
Attention. I want to remind you of some of the miracles that have occurred here in Jonestown. Some of the miracles that Dad's performed. I want you to know that Dad takes into his body all the pain and the suffering that those of you here who've been very sick have not felt and have not endured, and all the times that people here have not died, is because Dad took that pain into himself. And we've tried to get him to get some rest. We've recommended strong sedation. We've tried several times, and he cannot get any rest. The notes and the requests and the demands and the written papers that are handed in to him continually, it's too much. He's got to get some rest. And we've tried strong sedations. We've spoken to neurologists. We've tried all methods. And he needs to get some rest. He needs to be left alone. I want to remind you of some of the miracles, some of the fantastic miracles that have happened here. You remember the night that the tire exploded? We were all in the rally and we could hear the explosion reverberate. And we rushed down there, and Tommy Bikeman was lying there with his arm twisted around like a pretzel. He was blue in the face. There was fluid running out of his nose and his mouth. And we turned him over on his back, and Dad's was there, and he said it would be all right, and he came back to life. He started breathing. His eyes were full of metal particles and dirt, and they looked like jello or gelatin that had been blasted with a force that just ruptured the eyes. I couldn't see inside his eyes. They were cracked and broken. I personally did not think he would ever see again. We cleaned out his eyes, but I didn't think he'd ever see again. He went to Georgetown, and he came back, and his eyes are whole. They're clear. He's able to see perfectly. His arm is being taken care of thanks to Dad. Another case is Robert Johnson. And Robert Johnson was in extreme pain. You wouldn't know unless you'd seen him. He was quivering and shaking in pain. He couldn't be moved. He couldn't stand the pain. He was given high doses of medication. We did everything we could to analyze the situation. But Dad said, we're going to send him into town because he's got a ruptured appendix. And though the evidence wasn't clear to us, Dad knew, and we sent Robert Johnson to town. He went on the boat. He made it to Georgetown, and he's doing fine now. He's doing fine. There have been many, many cases where Dad knew the answer. For instance, Bertha Smith. It was mentioned the other night that Bertha Smith had a bowel obstruction, and she did. She had the most serious kind of bowel obstruction. She had a bowel obstruction of the large bowel, of the colon. It was wrapped around, and it was twisted off, and it was distending with air. And if it hadn't been for Dad's power working for her benefit, I can tell you for sure she would have died, because it would have exploded, and feces still would have filled her abdomen, and she would have died here. But Dad took care, ordered a plane. We got her to Georgetown. She was operated on. But even an operation shouldn't have been enough, because I know it was Dad's power that protected her.